are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Now, I have dogs and cats, and I guess when I give my dogs a doggy treat, you know, I get those little snossages or something like that. But did you guys know that there are doggy treats made out of bull penis? They say apparently this dog treat that is made from bull penis can actually pose health risks. What are they even talking about? Small study, researchers examined a sample of 26 bully sticks. I guess bully sticks are uncooked dried bull penis, called bully sticks, and apparently it's contaminated with bacteria many times. These are also known as pizzle sticks. Oh, I can't make this stuff up. This is too good. Manufactured in the United States and Canada, they found that these bull penis treats contain 9 to 22 calories per inch. That means the average 6-inch bully stick potentially represents 6 inches. Wow. Represents 9% of the recommended daily calorie count for a larger 50-pound dog and a 30% of the requirements for a smaller dog. So pet owners do not realize the calories of dried bull penis bully sticks. They say with obesity, pets on the rise, that could actually cause obesity, possibly diabetes. So you tell your dogs maybe stay away from any, you know, genitalia from bulls, especially if it's still on them. Then they tested for bacteria, and they found that one of these bull penis treats contained Clostridium difficile. One was contaminated with methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, the MRSA. That's nasty. 7 of these contained E. coli. Well, maybe it's because it's, you know, in the genitalia area. The researchers noted that their sample was small, and a more extensive, girthy study is needed, they say, to investigate the widespread contamination rate in bully sticks. You know what's kind of interesting is, do the cows get infected? You know, I could see them just, you know, branching out and webbing out on this one, you know, to so many auxiliary studies. Like, for example, if a bull penis, before it gets chopped off and put into these bully stick treats for dogs, which I guess I need to go to a pet food store and look around. I'm dying to see what the packaging looks like. If it could have MRSA, Clostridium difficile, was the bacteria there before the bull was castrated? And then does the cow have an immune system that fights this? All right, which then leads to the next question, how strong is the cow's vaginal wall? That could be Nobel Prize winning type research right there. The researchers said, let's say, they also suggest that pet owners should wash their hands after touching such treats as they would with any raw meat. I mean, if I touched a bull's horn, trust me, I would be washing my hands. So you don't even have to warn me about this whole bull penis thing. That's fine. Now, they say this is not the first time a pet treat has been linked to contamination. Remember a few years ago there was salmonella from dry pet food that was contaminated? All right. Many pet owners do not seem to be aware that these treats are made from the raw penises of bulls or steers. Well, then they need to have good packaging. You know, that's a marketing issue. You know, they were talking about the new CEO with Apple and how he, for some reason, has been a phenomenal executive, but can he have the savvy and the same attraction that Steve Jobs did? You know, and one thing he's going to have to tackle is packaging of his future, you know, products, packaging. So my guess is they should probably have some sort of a family-friendly picture of the body parts that these are taken of. Now, there is a 20-question online poll, so they did put some science into this, completed by 852 dog owners in 44 states and 6 countries, showed that 44% of respondents could correctly identify the source of bully sticks as bull penises. But some veterinarians had no clue. Now, that to me would be a great test. If you want to know if your vet is a really good vet, okay? You don't want a vet that just knows about dogs, just knows about cats. You would think you would like a vet to be able to identify anything that came from any appendage from any animal. I mean, I expect my vet to know about octopus, right? Because if I ever want to buy an octopus and have it in a saltwater tank, okay, and my octopus gets sick, I'm going to want to pull it out of the tank and drive it over to the vet. And if the vet doesn't know how to resuscitate it because my octopus has been in my car for 20 minutes, I'm probably going to get a new vet, right? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. There's always logic. There always has to be. Okay, now is there any logic to this one? Apparently there's a high school that is banning toilet paper from the boys' rooms. From what I understand, in this East Pennsylvania high school, it had to outlaw toilet paper because of vandalism. All right, now, if a bathroom doesn't have toilet paper, the parents are now starting to complain that these kids have to leave school because they can't wipe. And if they have nothing to wipe with, then they don't want to go back to class because they could stink. All right, now, according to the principal, Thomas Smith, they've had serious disruption of our bathrooms for the past 2 years. Now, I'm under the impression that toilet paper is paper. Okay? So it really shouldn't be, it shouldn't be breaking any mirrors. Yes, I understand toilet paper can clog toilets. I used to do that as a kid. I used to always overclog the toilets. What I used to do with toilet paper is get it wet and then throw it up on the ceiling. Right? And then the teacher would walk in and it'd fall down right next to her. That was always kind of fun. But, I got to admit, we in our office had an issue where kids of our patients were in the bathroom clogging the toilets. One of our plumbing problems would have cost $30,000. But luckily our landlord had to take care of it and not us because we were renting at the time. Can you imagine a $30,000 plumbing problem because some kid decides to, jam the toilet? So I guess what they're going to have to do is, hire, in addition to having armed guards at school, which I'm extremely for, having armed guards, they're going to have to have a toilet monitor where somebody could just stand there and make sure that the toilet doesn't get clogged. But you know what, though? I mean, the toilet paper is so damn cheap and thin, I don't even see how it could clog anything. It doesn't even work enough to wipe. It's not even absorbent. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You know, many of you ask me about detoxes. They go, Dr. Dahlia, should I detox? What about this detox? Should I do the lemon? Should I do the vinegar? Should I buy this supplement that says detox? I really don't know of anything that is a true detox, okay? Now, we talk about detoxing when people are on chronic narcotics, are on chronic illicit drugs, benzodiazepines, smoking, and we sometimes use the word detox because it has a positive flair to it. And when we try to get something out of your body that we think could be toxic, harmful, you know, not really helping you. And we talk about how we're detoxing you. It just kind of has this positive flair. And it I guess, assists us a little bit in getting people to, you know, join the team and hopefully work on, you know, getting whatever crap they're putting in their body out of their body. But there's nothing that I know of per se that you could drink. No concoction that the medical community stands behind saying this will detox you. Keep in mind, many of these quote-unquote detoxes could have food colorings, additives, chemicals in them in and of itself, so that the liver still has to deal with what it has, what's in it, and filter out and detox the chemical. I mean, your liver detoxes and your kidneys in a form detox. So you don't want to put something in your body that's going to make your liver and your kidneys work more. You know, some of us are a little uneasy about these vitamins that we take, where when we urinate the vitamins out, it's an extremely fluorescent yellow. Some of you go, oh, that means I'm really getting these vitamins in. That's great. The more yellow, the better. Some of us go, your kidneys got to work awfully hard to, you know, excrete that substance. What is excreting, we believe, is the riboflavin. And the excess riboflavin in the urine glows like that, that you know, fluorescent yellow. So, you know, I there's nothing I could recommend for detox. But, you know, Fox News has come up with a quick bulleted article suggesting foods that you could use to detox. And I don't think these hurt because, again, it's not a product with additives. These are certain foods that they believe does a good job to boost your immunity and help, quote unquote, detox, help you get rid of extra toxins in your body. So, for example, they recommend ginger. Now, we know ginger has been used for centuries. All right, but they recommend, according, let me see who I can give credit to. Is there a nutritionist? They don't give us the author. It's a shame because I'd love to give credit to who wrote this. They recommend adding some fresh ginger to a morning smoothie, right, or to your lunch, and that should help with anti-inflammatories. Lemons, because lemons have a lot of vitamin C, and they're an antioxidant. They said squeeze some lemons. Squeeze some lemons in your water. Squeeze some lemons on your salad dressing. You could even make a little salad with some lemons. You know, we make something called Israeli salad where we got the tomato and the green pepper and the cucumber. We put a little bit of olive oil in there, and then we use lemon. And it's one of the most delicious salads, and it's, you know, low calories. All right, quinoa. I apologize. I don't know much about this one. They say red quinoa or traditional quinoa, high source of protein, rich in fiber and riboflavin. You could actually use it with other vegetables. Sorry, don't know much about that one. Kale. Kale we always talk about. Kale, these greens are so nutrient-packed. Lots of antioxidants, believed to have anti-cancer properties, help your eye, lots of fiber so you get to poop. Kale. Jicama. Jicama I think is cool. Now, jicama is, I believe, in the potato family. It's almost tasteless. Right? But it's got fiber, vitamin C, B vitamins, and minerals. Jicama, you could even make little jicama fries, and you could season them. People seem to equate jicama with iceberg lettuce, you know, because they're full of water and they're light. And usually your lighter type of fruits and vegetables don't appear to be that nutritious. But jicama will trick you. It's actually a very, very healthy choice. And then, of course, spinach. They say if you want to detox, you better eat your spinach. You could steam it. You could saute it with some olive oil. You'll get your calcium. You'll get your folate, antioxidant camphorol. And it should help. Now, but, you know, I got to be honest with you. Some of you will say, well, you know, Dr. Dahlia's talked about hydrated, so why don't I just drink a lot of water? Why don't I just really drink a lot of water, and that'll flush me out? Yeah, but you got to be careful. You know, when I was at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians meeting over the weekend, a nephrologist was reinforcing the idea that, you know, we may want to hold off on people overhydrating because you lose some of your valuable salts when you do that. Or you end up becoming hypervolemic where you have too much body volume, so the salts that you have seem to be too little for your current blood volume. So, you know, in essence, just don't overdo everything. Do everything in moderation. Put as little crap into your body as possible. All right? I mean, if you want to detox, just don't put any more of the crap in there. You know, don't keep drinking alcohol and smoking and eating a bunch of, you know, refined sugars, and then, you know, with and food colorings, etc. And then just expect that you could do a lemon vinegar, rinse and fast and think you're going to detox. No, just put less crap in your body. Speaking of crap in the body, they're saying that our kids' next health crisis is caffeine. And I guess the generation we're talking about is now called Generation C, I guess, for Generation Caffeine. these energy drinks are throwing these kids now into the hospital, and we're seeing more ER visits because of these caffeinated beverages. You know, the big end thing now is for everybody to be walking around with a Red Bull or Monster energy drink. They're legal, right? So it's not like the kids have to try to get older brother to get them some alcohol, right? These kids could easily get a hold of mom's or dad's Red Bull, come to school with it, pack it in their school lunch. You know, I don't know if some schools are starting to ban that or not, but we also need to realize that a lot of these caffeinated beverages have a lot of sugar. Now, the reason why many of us don't drink coffee when we're non-coffee drinkers is because coffee tastes like crap. I don't know how the hell you guys drink coffee. Honestly, I don't. Now, if I was going to drink a cup of coffee, and I did when I was doing my 36-hour shifts and training, that was the only way I could stay awake, is I would put a crap load of milk in there and probably about 8 packets of sugar to one small 4-ounce cup, whatever I could do to get it in me. And so, you know, keep in mind, most caffeinated beverages, they don't taste good, so they have to really make these things yummy and sweet. So not only are your kids getting the caffeine, but they're getting a huge dose of sugar. Plus, they're not sipping coffee like you do throughout the morning. They're downing a whole Red Bull in one gulp. Too much of a caffeine load. Now, if your kids start to be fatigued, they start to be irritable, they have trouble sleeping, having digestive problems, your kids may be on energy drinks. Yeah, they could also be doing drugs, and it doesn't hurt to do a drug test. But it's interesting because we're really growing a generation of insomniacs. I don't know if they want to call this a Generation C or should they call it a Generation I. But I'm noticing I'm going to bed before my kids do. Now, I yell and scream at them, but last night I went to sleep before my son did. Now, what did he do? Did he go back on Skype with his friends? Was he texting? Right? You know, in the olden days, TV was kind of boring. You know, if I didn't want to watch Johnny Carson, there was really nothing on television. So I went to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock. I didn't really stay up late. There was nothing on. Now you have Nick at Night. You got the South Parks on Comedy Central. You have YouTube videos. I mean, you have so much entertainment at your leisure. You got Netflix. If the kids want to see a movie, you know, let's say I don't want my kids to see Hangover because it's a rated R movie. Yet they could, with Netflix, be able to easily click, download it, and watch that movie when I'm not looking. Yeah, I should have controls, and I should take, you know, the computer out of the room. The only reason why I put it back in the room is because I didn't want them using my computer when I come home and I work. So we gave them a cheap, broken-down computer to work on. They claim they're doing homework on it, but I know they're lying. I'm just too tired to mess with it. But I need to, because I want to make sure my kids are in bed. I want to make sure my kids are sleeping. And kids right now, you know, they'll sleep with their phones next to them, or they'll sleep with their Facebook next to them and the volume on, so when they get a message, it dings. And if they get a message at 2 in the morning, they don't miss the message. Well, that's ridiculous. Our kids aren't sleeping. Lack of sleep leads to obesity, poor school performance the next day, a whole variety of issues, depression. And then what do they do the next day? They down the caffeinated drinks. So we really have an issue. You know, it's not do as I say, not as I do. I know I need to make sure my kids go to bed, and for the most part they are. But I see that potential with my kids, so I know your kids are doing it. And just something to watch out for. I know. I really am a pushover parent. It's because I want to be the exact opposite of the way my parents were. You know, so we don't hit, we hardly yell, we just... You know, I mean, you know, I never see the kids, so it's all hugs and kisses. But they're kind of doing things that they probably aren't the healthiest behaviors, and I gotta crack down on them. I know, I will. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess Taco Bell got some grief because they had a television ad that allegedly discouraged people from eating vegetables. Apparently, it was talking about its 12-pack of tacos, probably getting ready for Super Bowl. You know, what can you bring over to a Super Bowl party? And I guess in the voiceover, it was saying that people that bring a vegetable tray to a party is like, quote-unquote, punting on fourth and one. And it said that people secretly hate guests who bring vegetables to parties. They're not lying. I mean, you know, how many times do we have a problem with an ad being inaccurate? All right, you know, they're not lying on this one. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, the health advocacy group this weekend, urged people to tweak their complaints about the ad, and the chain quickly made the decision to pull it. They say, we didn't want anyone to misinterpret the intent of the ad, according to Rob Poach, a Taco Bell spokesman. The Center for Science and the Public Interest thanked Taco Bell for its speedy response. Yeah, whatever happened to freedom of speech? You know, this to me is an example of a violation of freedom of speech. You get public interest. You try to get the public to, I don't want to use the word blackmail, but coerce a company to change the way they market, all right? Because you think, or you just don't agree with the statement. And we're not even talking about anything political or highly passionate. Now, I didn't see this ad, but from what I understand, you know, when the news is reporting this, they're talking about bringing tacos and kind of making jokes about the vegetable tray. Now, we used to make jokes about fruitcake, right? Over the last 20 years, people used to make jokes about the person who would send a fruitcake for Christmas. Should those of us who have ever made fruitcake jokes be in trouble or be coerced to recant any fruitcake comments? Yeah, the reason why a lot of people don't like fruitcakes is because they'd rather have Christmas cookies or Christmas chocolate or presents. I mean, is that the same thing? So Taco Bell, now I understand people believe that TV is what's raising our children. And so we need to now manipulate what kids are seeing by controlling the television ads. But it just kind of gives me the creeps seeing that type of control. Why can't the company advertise the way they want to advertise? Now, I think there's a Super Bowl commercial that's starting to get some heat before it's even aired. Oh, my gosh, I can't think of the model. The model's basically standing there. I guess it's supposed to be a commercial for a car. And she's supposed to be a pretty hot model. I just can't think of her name. And I guess the voiceover discusses how she's about to wash a car. And you see her in a little tank, you know, and, you know, she's, you know, kind of voluptuous, etc. And so she sits there and she blows some bubbles out of her hand. And you see a bunch of football players wash the car for her. And they're saying that commercial is too sexy. Now, again, that's only the clip that I saw on the news. But, you know, I didn't see anything dirty with that. I mean, I can understand where you have to have some guidelines. You can't have cuss words. You shouldn't have nudity. All right. You shouldn't be doing drugs, you know, showing a child how to do something illicit or criminal. I don't really think we should be watching a murder on a commercial or somebody snorting cocaine. But if our companies can't make a joke about somebody who brings a veggie tray, and who says a veggie tray is the most healthy thing? Okay, I like veggie trays. I recommend you all do veggie trays if you can't cook vegetables. All right, you end up saving a lot of the nutrients, etc. But a lot of people, what they do is they eat the ranch dressing, right, with the vegetable. All right, they may eat the same carrot, just one carrot, but they keep dipping it in the veggie tray. So somebody could actually even say a veggie tray can harbor germs. And because of everybody dipping into the ranch and double dipping or whatever that vegetable dip is, that could be a hazard. So if that's the case, Taco Bell should have just told these people to chill. They have a right to put whatever jokes they want to or make whatever remarks they want to. I mean, they didn't say vegetables are bad. They were talking about the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. And it just blows my mind because I'm just seeing less freedom of speech. You can't say hardly anything without some interest group forcing you using social media and Twitter or trying to, or like these boycotts. Now, again, you know, somebody could say, well, the fact that you could boycott and the fact that you could amass a bunch of viewers or consumers is exercising your freedom of speech. All right. And we do like to pick it. We do like to voice our concern. But, I mean, seriously? I'm just seeing less and less opportunity to be free with things that, I mean, really aren't that harmful. Just keep an eye out for it. You know, one of you emailed me. Oh, I can't pull it up right now. One of you emailed me saying you don't understand the right wing spectrum of things and why they would have such a problem with assault ban rifles. What is the big deal? Everybody could still keep their guns. Everybody could still keep their shotguns. All they're talking about is assault rifles and banning those because of the gun violence. You know, what is the big deal? Why does the right have to be so radical? And, you see, my answer to that is I can't speak for anybody that's radical. I don't really like, you know, the extreme liberal or the extreme right. I get very nervous with extremes. But the reason why many people that aren't extreme are concerned about what Congress wants to do is because many of us see the big picture. Many of us see and understand that history repeats itself. When bad things have happened in the past, all right, i.e. the Holocaust, i.e. other dictatorships, etc., they didn't start out just completely bad. Little things were allowed because people thought it was just a little thing. All right? If the government has the ability to just once be able to go against the Second Amendment and be able to pass some legislation, there is no stopping this government or a future government from going further. And that's why people are making it a bigger deal than what other people think it should be. Nobody likes gun violence, but nobody likes any violence. Nobody likes rape. Nobody likes stabbing violence. Nobody likes violence. Okay? Nobody's for that. But just singling out assault weapons, if government is allowed to break through the Constitution on this one and be able to take away certain firearms, there's going to be no stopping it if they want to go that next step. And that's why even moderates are concerned about this. You know, but, you know, it's a valid question. I'm glad you wrote that because I know a lot of people don't understand what the big deal is. We're just talking about assault. That's what people think. You know, we're talking about assault rifles. Most of us don't need to have a machine gun. Yeah, you may be right, but the problem is the act of government going down that step when it's really not going to solve the problem that we're having. I mean, violent crimes and rape and murders and shootings aren't just because of the assault weapon, and we know that government's going to realize that and then going to want to go to the next step. People have shot people with a handgun. People have come to school with regular guns. So then are they going to next go to the regular guns? And we would rather, right, that gun violence or any type of violence be addressed in a less political manner. And so I hope that kind of clarifies it. Now, some of you could say, oh, you know, still, you know, the rights are too radical. The government will never do that. Well, prove it. Prove to me that our government will never won't try to take away our future guns. Prove it. If you can't, then I don't want to give up any. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, Edith Kirchmeyer becomes California's oldest driver. She has renewed her license on her 105th birthday. She lives in Santa Barbara, has been on the roads for 86 years, and has never had an accident, knock on wood. She says she doesn't worry about things. She's a happy lady, and that's what allows her to live as long as she can. She is a cute woman. Oh, my gosh. There she is, all kind of giggly, trying to look at a picture of one of her old cars. I guess one of her first cars was a Model A Ford Coupe. It's exquisite. I'm looking at a picture right now. I got to say, I love old cars. You know, if I ever become rich, I want to collect old cars. I would just love to be able to drive them down the road and feel like, you know, it was like the 1920s, 1930s. That would be just so much. That's just one of my things on my rich bucket list. I got the regular bucket list, right? You know, maybe, you know, go to Disney World one more time. And then I got, you know, the rich bucket list, which would be, you know, collecting old cars. She has been officially declared the oldest driver in California and has passed her test to renew her license, which she said the test was a snap. All right. I'm trying to see if there's anybody older. They said Verna Troux from Parkersburg, Iowa, was declared the world's oldest driver at 105 years old in 2010, but she had died the next year. Let me see. She actually started driving back in 1927 in a Model A Ford Coupe, has never been in an accident, knock on wood, never received a parking ticket. Wow. Oh, that's pretty exciting stuff. Well, she's a pretty lady. You know, that just, I just think stories like that is cool. Now, you know, we have had many discussions on the show, when are you too old to drive? And the discussions always come up, all right, even in other circles when we hear of accidents that happen with older drivers. And one thing I've noticed in Nevada is, you know, many of us have to be approved after a certain age by a doctor to drive. So what the state is doing is they're trying to share some of the responsibility with the doctor. If the doctor says you could drive, then the doctor puts his license, you know, number there, his name, and has to back you up, just like the eye doctor. You have to get an eye exam. You have to be okayed by your doctor to drive. They have to say you're not on any medications that impair you. Now, this is a subject that we will be revisiting as we go on, because it's going to affect a lot of our abilities to drive. Remember I told you it was, I believe, New Jersey or New Hampshire, where you will get a DUI if you end up taking an over-the-counter medication that the police officer thinks sedated you. So if you had taken an antihistamine, like Claritin or Zyrtec, on your way to work, right? Because that's a medicine a lot of us take during the day for our allergies. But you get into an accident, and the police officer thinks you were impaired, now you could get a DUI. Or driving while impaired. Now, that's some scary stuff. Because when we went through the list of medications that could make you sleepy, ibuprofen was on there. Acetaminophen and Tylenol was on that list. Zithromax, your antibiotic, your Z-Pak, some of your blood pressure medications. So where I'm a little worried is if the doctor, and like I said, all I can do is speak for Nevada, so I'm not sure what many of you have been noticing through your DMVs in your states, but if the doctor has to complete a form and there's a question there saying, could any of this person's medications impair their driving? If that doctor wants to cover their butt and protect their license, they're most likely going to need to say yes. Because if you do take your, let's say, your Xanax, let's say you have a sleeping medication, let's say you're on gabapentin or Neurontin for pain, let's say you're on a blood pressure medication, and there's documentations that any of these medications could cause drowsiness, that doctor will be liable if you get into an accident. And now doctors are going to have to choose between them being able to still practice and covering their butts, right? Because they're no good to any other patient if they, you know, you get into an accident and they lose their license, or helping you, right? Now, from what I understand, most doctors are, you know, they haven't really seen much in terms of liability, so they've been okaying and allowing their seniors to drive, which is great because, I mean, I don't know what I would do if I couldn't drive. You know, if my doctor thought I couldn't drive and I disagreed with him, that would be scary. That would be extremely scary because I live in a city where you really need to drive around. I mean, I can't really walk to the grocery store. I can't, you know, walk to the hospital if I needed to go. I mean, yeah, I understand there's 911, etc. But, I mean, I just need to be able to drive. I mean, imagine if you're working and you take a medication and the doctor is afraid of a lawsuit. So he says, no, because you're on this medication. I mean, hormones. What if hormones can make you sleepy? Right? And I'm taking some postmenopausal estrogen at the time. That, you know, it's frightening. So, you know, for now, great. She passed her license. She's able to drive. She's 105. That's wonderful. But as you see our baby boomers age, All right. And, you know, there's a certain number of people that get into accidents. There's a certain incidence. I don't know what the incidence is, but, you know, the average person gets into an accident every few years. I don't know what the exact number is. There's going to be a lot of cries out for controlling seniors who drive. And there's going to be a big movement saying seniors aren't safe to drive. And then you guys are going to be in trouble if we don't have a doctor who will vouch for us. And if these doctors are going to find that they're getting sued, all right, or lose their license because they're the ones that allowed you to drive by filling out the form, doctors aren't going to want to fill out that form. And this is just something that, you know, we may not see in the next few months. I get that. But in the next few years, watch out for that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A San Diego woman gets 15 years to life for killing her autistic son. Did you guys hear about this? A 37-year-old drowned her autistic child. She claims it was the burden of caring for the autistic child had become so unbearable that on March 31, while her husband was at work, she killed her child by drowning him. All right? Now, she will not be eligible for reduced sentence due to good behavior while in prison. Good. The husband told investigators he never saw any signs of mental illness in his wife. The family had spent $70,000 trying to find help for their autistic son. Mom kept her head bowed low as relatives told the judge about the pain caused by Daniel's death. One thing that we need to discuss, and I know we're going to be coming up on the end of the show, is, you know, as our autistic population is growing, I guess the number now is 56 boys. 56 boys has some form of autism. Do we have a parent population that can come to grip with that? Do we have parents who can handle it? Now, I see a lot of parents that have autistic children. It's pretty common. And they're doing fine. I always ask them, though, you know, with the child not in the room, et cetera, I'm like, how are you holding up? And they're honest. They go, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. You know, we can't find a babysitter who want to babysit. Grandma and grandpa are too frail to handle it. They, you know, when he goes into fits or she goes into fits. So, you know, we don't get a lot of nights off, but we're fine. Thank you. Just asking if we're okay helps. But I do. I always want to make sure that the parent's mentation is there and that the parents just have it together. Because it is very difficult. You know, we have a family member who has 4 children on the autistic spectrum, 2 severe, 2 mild. And, you know, thank God she has the support, or we think she has the support that she needs. But something like this should not happen. A mom killing her child because he's autistic. This is frightening. But maybe we need to make sure that we increase our screening of parents and make sure that they can handle the job. And if not, make sure we have support. Because it's extremely difficult. And every now and then you got somebody with a screw loose who'll do something that's horrific. Don't go away. We got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.